You're listening to SBS News.
It was a sweet surprise from Dad David to 13-year-old Pippa following a rough ordeal with internet scammers.
Here he is. Here's your little cavoodle. There you go. He's been sleeping all the way. He's a bit tired.
Yeah.
His name is Henry, but he's not the cavoodle that David bought online for his daughters last month. That puppy cost him a total of $9,000 and never arrived.
My daughters wanted a pup, and I've been trying to get a pup for them for the last couple of months, and then come across a site that was selling, had pups for sale, and went through it and organised a pup. And once they got a courier organised, we paid for it, but turned out to be a scam.
According to new research by the ACCC, David's case is one of many. Last year, more than 3,000 pet scams were reported in Australia, costing upwards of $4 million, while the number of reported pet scams online increased by 48% between 2020 and 2021. Sandra Trujillo from Puppy Scam Awareness Australia says that people often feel shamed for having fallen into the hands of scammers.
It doesn't matter who you are not immune to this. It can happen to anyone. I've had IT people that have worked in firewall security get scammed. I've had CEOs of major companies get scammed. I've had, you know, little Betty down the road get scammed. Every kind of person you could think of, and it really has nothing to do with how gullible or how intelligent, or you know, it has nothing to do with that. These scammers are extremely good. They have dialogues, they have studied the market, they know what kind of wording to use. They steal pictures from legitimate websites and then replicate them.
Some of those who fall victim to these large syndicates are often people looking to rescue animals online. Trish Ennis, the CEO of Companion Animal Network Australia.
There are people that are going generally wanting to rescue dogs and cats, and they're getting scammed as well, because basically there are people out there, or the scammers, that will just say that they're setting up small puppy scam or scam places, saying that they are rescue places, and they're not.
Nigel Fair from the University of New South Wales Institute for Cybersecurity.
The interesting thing about the online environment is whilst we're out there all day doing things online, there's scammers looking at how they can prey on people's insensitivities, how they can make money out of them, anything that they can do to make people's lives bad.
So what are the best ways to avoid online puppy scams? The top tips from experts are: speak to the breeder on the phone or on a video call, check all provided phone or ID numbers online to make sure they're verified, and search online pictures of the pup to ensure they haven't been stolen from another breeder, website, or social media platform. Experts are also calling for more culturally and linguistically diverse awareness on the issue and stronger action from authorities.
Unfortunately, we're not given the statistics of where criminals are based, whether that's in Australia or overseas, but we do know there is lots of scammers, lots of cyber criminals based in Australia, and it is possible for the police to investigate and prosecute them. But what we need really is the willpower by the agency to actually get these matters that are referred and triage them, conduct an investigation and a subsequent prosecution.
As for David and his family, he reported the incident to the police and part of the money he lost has been refunded by the bank. And while the cavoodle never came, Puppy Scam Awareness Australia gifted his family a puppy.
When David came to us, I made the decision that, okay, we can't get him his money back. We took steps to take down the website and we've done that. We took steps to report the bank accounts, and we took steps to warn the public of this website. And then from there, I decided to call out to friends and see if there was any way we could help donate the family a puppy. And it all came through within a matter of 48 hours. It was amazing.
Little Henry is only 10 weeks old and has had quite the journey over the last 2 days. He was donated by a breeder in Melbourne and made the journey to Sydney, where he met his new owners. He'll now head home with them to Newcastle. Tina Quinn, SBS News.